On the line with me today is Lucinda Watkins with the Community Lending Shelf, of course, and we're into the month of March now already, Lucinda. We're marching through the year. Can you tell us what's new with the Lending Shelf? What do you guys have going on?
We have a lot going on at the Community Lending Shelf. We are in our new location now for a couple months over at the old fire hall, kind of across the street from where we used to be. We are wrapping up the Coach for Everyone program, as we're hoping that spring is coming soon. So this is our last week. We'll be open for coats, and then we are going to be packing them away so we can make room for rubber boots and raincoats and some of the more spring seasonal items.
Let's start with the location a little bit. Obviously, the old fire hall, lots of folks in town will be aware of that, but just how has that suited your guys' needs?
It's been fantastic, actually. So we used to be down in the basement of the United Church, which was a great location that we grew out of when we adopted the Dress for Success program as well as the Coach for Everyone program. So now we're able to set up a retail space where people can come in and shop for free and get, you know, adult clothing as well as the outerwear. The actual address of the old fire hall, it's 4829 50th Street.
And obviously with a bigger facility is going to come some bigger utility bills as well. Can you talk about one of the fundraisers you have going on to help with that?
Yeah, we're kicking off a fundraiser. We're talking to businesses and local individuals that are interested in sponsoring a month or whatever, some of our utilities. A lot of those costs can't be covered by grants and that sort of thing. So we're kind of talking to different businesses and putting it out into the universe that we're fundraising for some of the utility costs that come along with being in a building.
That's kind of a neat idea. So essentially you're just asking that businesses or whatever it might be, just sponsor a month of said utility.
A month or a year or 6 months, we're okay with any of those. And we are happy to give a shout out to any of those, you know, on social media and mentioning them. We sure appreciate all of the support from the community.
That is a pretty cool thing. A great idea for sure. So if people are looking to get in touch with you, possibly to support that idea, or maybe they wanted to volunteer, how could they do so?
The best way to get a hold of us is to send us a message on our Facebook page, which is Community Lending Shelf Old. And that's the best way to kind of reach out and get a hold of us or contact myself directly. I do have kind of my phone number is out there in the world. So that's 403-438-0273. And you can call me directly or send us a message. And we're happy to kind of connect with you through there.
And in terms of people who were potentially looking to drop on by and see what you might have, when can they do that?
Our open hours, and we're hoping to run this into the spring, is Wednesday from 12 till 2, and Friday nights from 3 till 6. People can stop in, come and see our new location, come shopping for free clothing. There's never any price tags. It's always just free. If they want to just donate clothes, we have a 24/7 drop-off bin in front of that building.
Wonderful. And if you'd like to learn more, head on over to Facebook, Community Lending Shelf Olds. That's the best place to go, of course. Give them a like, give them a follow there, and stay up to date on everything happening with the Community Lending Shelf. Lucinda, thank you very much for your time this morning, and best of luck in the weeks to come.
Thanks so much. We appreciate you.